It's time to camp out and wet a line with Steve Zammit. Thanks to Shimano. Visit shimanofish.com.au.
And, of course, Steve Zammit is the man there at MDC Off-Road Caravans and Camper Trailers out there. He's based out there in Preston's in Western Sydney, and he is our fishing guru. We've got two fishing gurus here. We've got Waddy up in the top end, and we've got Steve O. Steve, how are you, son?
I'm good, mate. And yourself?
Oh, well, mate, we're here at the four-wheel drive and adventure show in Sydney. Look at this big fishing thing here. Mate, they should have you there. I mean, they're looking for fishing experts. I mean, mate, you could run that thing.
Oh, look, mate, I wouldn't categorise myself as an expert. I just know a lot of good places to fish and places to camp while you're fishing.
Yeah, well, you've got some good tips and the like. I mean, you're sort of, you know, you're all over it. I mean, you know a lot more about it than I do. Mate, anybody that has half an idea, I think they're an expert because I've got nothing.
Fair enough. Yeah. But, mate, I tell you, what I do know tells me it's time to start getting ready for a bit of bass fishing around the place. Mm. Weather's starting to warm up. The water temperatures should start coming up soon in the rivers. And, yep. Hey, we should talk a little bit about where's good to go and camp and catch a few bass if you own a kayak or a little tinny or something.
Well, mate, I can tell you now, not far from my place, fairly close to my place, the bass fishing's full on there. That's where they go. And you see boats all the time down there, you know, hitting up the bass. But is it fair to say, Steve, that when the bugs start hitting your windscreen at night, that's the time when bass fishing kicks off, is that right?
Yeah, when you start to get a few bugs and, you know, those sort of things that land on the water and any of the any critters that start to hatch their larvae, etc., is a good time because, and that's where it's important to sort of, as they say, match the hatch. If you're fishing for trout, and, you know, it's mayfly season, then you use flies in a mayfly pattern. Or if the bugs are starting to hatch in the water, you use them as bait or something that mimics them. But then I found there's, you know, a few lures that seem to work no matter what you throw them at and when you throw them. Things like soft plastic seem to work all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I quite like using soft plastics. But also I found tiny torpedoes for bass. Mm. They just seem to go nuts from them. They can't leave them alone. So they sort of mimic something swimming, a frog or something like that. And you can play with the action across the water so it looks a bit like a frog swimming.
And the bass they're an exciting fish to catch, aren't they? I've got a mate of mine who does a fair bit of bass fishing when it's on, and he loves it. He just thinks, you know, it's a bit of a fight, and he loves it. He throws them all back, as you do, and with the bass, and he says it's a real sport.
Oh, it is. I think they're horrible to eat. I don't like eating them at all, but they are fun to catch, and you'll catch them in all sorts of places. They'll get in amongst the snags. You'll catch them underneath small rapids and that, waiting for food to get washed down. You'll find them in deeper holes and along bank edges, that sort of thing. So as long as you're throwing your bait or your lure in the right place, and preferably lure, a lot more fun getting those strikes, you'll hunt them down and catch a few. Yeah. But my two favourite spots, I cannot go past Clarence Gorge. It is the best countryside campsite I've ever stayed in. The bass fishing is amazing.
Hang on, geez, that's a fair statement. I mean, you've camped in some places. Where is that?
Mate, it's up the back of Grafton on the Clarence River. It's a working cattle property. They've got 10 kilometres of river frontage. I think it's about 8,000 acres or something like that.
Yeah.
And you can camp right on the water's edge in places there. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And say you're a fishing journo and you're looking for that trophy bass for that awesome photo, that's where they go.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Clarence Gorge. The two times I've been there, there's been well-known fishing journalists up there striving for that catch. There and the upper reaches of the Shoalhaven, mainly because it's easy to get to. And there's some great campsites along the Shoalhaven River.
Yeah.
But certainly Clarence Gorge, if you within sort of from Sydney to Brisbane, it's workable. It's you know, half a day's drive. Yeah. The camping's great. There's no power there or anything like that, so you can be self-sufficient. But there's safe spots for the kids to swim. It's just glorious. And like I say, the bass are enormous, but it is a catch and release impound, so you are expected to let them go once you catch them.
Yep, no, good stuff, mate. All right, well, like we say, plenty of people this time of year get into the bass fishing, and like I say, it's not far from my place, actually, out there on the Hawkesbury. They absolutely love it. And you see them out there, and I know a lot of people who go bass fishing this time of year. You're a good man, mate. Great to have you back on, and, mate, we'll chat to you next week. You should start coming up with a few spots for us, I reckon.
Mate, I should see you out there sometime over the weekend. I'll make the effort.
Come and say good day, mate. You won't miss us. We've got a massive site right opposite the main stage. So come and say good day. I'll be on that stage all weekend or wandering across to here. So you won't miss us, mate. Be good to see you.
No worries, mate. I'll see you then.
Good on you, mate. There he is. That, of course, is Steve Zammit from MDC Off-Road Caravans and Camper Trailers.